I want God's kingdom to be advanced with my life. I want to thank you. You built a place where people could come and find Jesus and be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and have their lives radically changed. We want to do more to help advance His kingdom. I believe we're supposed to have more campus and community outreach staff. We want to do more missions work. We need a Bible college and a mentoring training center to train up people, because I believe there are a lot of pastors sitting out here that need to be pastoring and shepherding churches. Well, hallelujah. There's one more part to our celebration that we want to do. So if you just give me just a couple of moments, a couple of minutes, I'd like to just share a couple of things. It's our 50th year as a church. It's a jubilee. We did a message a couple of weeks ago about what it means to be jubilee, what jubilee was. Jubilee, that all debts were canceled, all slaves were returned, everything was returned back to original owners. And it was an amazing time. Can you imagine if you got into trouble and had to sell your land, or actually they rented it, they took it from you for, let's say, 20 years, and then all of a sudden the year of jubilee. Jubilee also means ram's horn. When the jubilee, when the bugle sounded, when that horn went off, that property was yours again. And can you imagine stepping on your farmland again and realizing, this all comes back to me? Maybe you were an indentured servant, you were a slave to something, and all of a sudden you were set free from that, and now you get to come back and you had a future, you had a hope, you had joy and delight, and can you imagine the celebration? Everything debt-free. All debts canceled. Well, 2.5 years ago, we set out on this faith-filled stewardship adventure, and it was quite an adventure. We called it our 2020 Vision Capital Campaign. 2020 Vision Capital Campaign. This was back in 18 when we were thinking about it. We started it in 19. And we were thinking, 2020 would be neat because it was 2020 Vision. It just kind of went together there. Didn't realize that 2020 was going to be a disaster for our United States. However, it wasn't a disaster for the kingdom of God. God knew exactly what He was doing. He said, hey, too easy for me to do it without a little adversity, I guess, is what the Lord was believing. The goal was to retire our $2.7 million debt on this building. It started much higher than that. It started at $6 million. And we started this debt about almost over 27 years ago. We've been 27 years with a payment to a bank. We've been 27 years as the borrower, servant to the lender. And we have had to jump through a lot of hoops with all of those things, with banks and all of that. And we wanted to become debt-free. We wanted to be free. And the reason for the freedom is that we could take the $32,000 a month that we were paying in mortgage payments, and we could do something more with it. Something more. Something more in evangelism. Something more in mission. Something more in outreach. And we've had so many people get saved and set on fire and filled with the Holy Spirit and lives absolutely changed. We want to see more of that take place. We want to do more to train up and educate pastors, and we want to start and plant churches. We're excited about all of this because, as was prophesied here, hey, this isn't the end of it. He's got a whole lot more. The adventure still lies ahead for us. But now we're in a position where we can. We wanted to give the next generation here at Living Faith Fellowship freedom. We wanted to give them freedom. Freedom from debt and freedom to dream. Freedom from debt and freedom to dream. We could never dream before. Before it was just we had to make it, we had to make it, we had to make it. And so, yeah, we had a lot of dreams in there, but we couldn't dream big and see God do something huge, although He kept doing things all the way through there. And He trained us, and He developed things inside of us, and it was all good. But God wants us to do more and more and more and more. And you can dream. You can dream about how can we more effectively reach lost people. How can we more effectively see more filled with the Spirit of the living God and have the resources to do the more, to fulfill the dream? That's what was on our hearts. And we know that this is going to go way beyond us. We've taken it 27 years up to here. But you know what? It's going to go way beyond us, way beyond the people that Pastor Tom, Pastor Carrie, myself, our staff. It's going to continue to go way beyond us. And that's what we're excited for. So we consulted an expert, Scott Rudin, and then we decided, after talking to him, you know, we don't know what we're doing, but we figured, hey, we can do it, and we jumped into this thing. We decided to go for it. I put in my notes here, I said, we decided to go for broke, but no, we weren't going for broke. We were going for debt-free is what we were going for. That's what we wanted, but we were all in. We said, let's just do this thing. Let's make it happen. And we started this faith-filled stewardship adventure. And I say this, I want to thank some people. I want to thank our campaign chairman, Pastor Tom Weaver, and his awesome right-hand man, our campaign manager, Ellis Troll. Give them a hand. We want to thank them. I also want to thank, we also put together a steering committee, and I want to thank all of those who were involved in the steering committee. David Ratliff, Dave Sargent, Creighton Vance, Trent Getz, Thomas Lawford, Robin Nimmer, Adam Ratliff, and Ellis Troll. And I just want to thank all of them as well for all of their guidance, moving us forward, all of the ideas to reach alumni, everything there. Adam also was a hired consultant here, and he worked with our video media and stuff like that as well. And I also want to thank the rest of the staff and volunteers, many staff and volunteers who also worked hard on making all of this happen. It was an every member involvement. It wasn't just one. We're not a one-man show here at Living Faith Fellowship. We need all of us. We're all a part, and we all do a part. I also want to thank our alumni for their generous giving and giving back. And I think about $250,000 came from our alumni, which was absolutely incredible. So I want to give them a hand and thank them for their generosity and all that they did there. And I want to thank all of you. I want to thank all of you that sacrificed and made pledges and decided to go without certain things in order to make this thing become a reality. You're the best people on the face of the earth who believe in the vision, and you got behind the vision. You got behind it with your prayers and with your dollars and with your belief. Thank you for believing in the vision that we set here. Thank you for believing in Pastor Carrie and myself as the lead pastors here. Thank you for believing in us. I'm sure you could easily said, what are we doing? This is crazy. I'm out of here. You could have left, but you didn't leave. You embraced something. You embraced and got involved and you helped and you sacrificed and you made something happen for a future generation that's going to be this debt-free generation that now can dream, as I said, with the resources to dream big. I'm so proud of you. I'm so blessed by you. We could never have done this without you and your willingness to follow us and to follow Jesus Christ and to see something great happen. And it did. And lastly, I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord who, in Job 9:10, it says this, He does great things past finding out. I can't figure out how this all happened. I can't figure out why he added a pandemic in the middle of it. Just to put a little exclamation mark and say, I can do that too. See, I am big. It's way past finding out. Yes, wonders without number. In Ephesians 3, it says this, Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above, all that we ask or can even think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever and ever. Amen. It's the Lord who brought this to pass. It was the Lord that moved on your hearts. It was the Lord that helped and blessed and encouraged us. It was the Lord that brought this thing to happen. It was the Lord's doing. And we are so blessed to be here. He is a God who specializes in the impossible. He's a God who specializes and does miracles. And I believe he wants us to know and understand that now and for the rest of our walk with him, is that he specializes in doing the impossible. Do you have an impossible thing in front of you? Well, you have an impossible God who makes the impossible possible. And he taught us that. He showed us that. He showed us that faith isn't in vain, but he fulfills what he promises. And I am so amazed. And that's what he did for us. The impossible. The impossible. With a worldwide pandemic, with many hurdles we had to go over, and against all odds, he did it. And we are so thankful. And as I said, along the way, so many giving sacrificially, unselfishly, we saw Jehovah Jireh provide for us. And gave us in the process unthinkable blessings in the process. In the process of all this, he gave us unthinkable blessings. They happened so much and so frequently, we began to title them 2020 blessings. Because all of a sudden, things would happen as we were giving, as we were moving, as we were pledging, as money was going out. All of a sudden, God was bringing things to other people. All of you out there, people would have a blessing. That have a blessing. You know, I gave this and God gave this back. Or, you know, I've been given to the campaign and somebody gave us a baby grand piano. Somebody did. I mean, there were so many stories of what the Lord did just to say, hey, I love you guys. And I appreciate you putting your faith on the line and believing me. And I will bless you. I will bless you. 2020 blessings. It was almost, I started thinking back to the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. And for 20 years, they were blessed. Their shoes didn't wear out. Their clothes didn't wear out. It was an amazing feat that happened. God blessed them in that whole process. I'm thankful ours was only 2.5 years. 40 years would have been tough. I mean, can you imagine the fashion change that would have happened? We're still in those same duds and whoop. But God did it. He did it. And in the process, we grew in faith to believe God for even more and greater things because we saw what he could do. We can continue to believe for our city to be saved, for the missions around the world to be added to. There's a song that says, he's a way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper. And he is. He is. He's the light in darkness. That's who you are, God. And that's who you've been to us. And for that, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Jubilee. As I said, it means the ram's horn. This was blown at the very start of Jubilee. Now, I can't blow it because all the air would come out. But this was what was blown at Jubilee, the ram's horn. And it signified the debt is canceled. Your slavery is over. What you lost, I have given you back. So enjoy, party up, because the Lord has been watching over you and he will take good care of you. Jesus doesn't just provide a jubilee for us as a congregation, corporately, but also individually. So you're asking, I'm sure, how did we finish? Did we finish? So for those results, I'll ask our campaign chairman, Tom Weaver, Pastor Tom, and our campaign manager, Ellis Troll, to come on up here and give us the final results.
We're excited. We're excited. Whew. All right. So this $2.7 million, this was just the final push. This is the culmination of decades of faithfulness. Here's 27 balloons, each of these representing $100,000 that we were contributing toward that goal. And as you know, as we were going through this journey, we were popping these balloons, and each time that represented another $100,000 in the bank, committed, done. But so much more than that, because that was one step closer to freedom. one step closer to what Pastor Phil is talking about, to dreaming, to what God has ahead for us. Each balloon, each $100,000, one step closer. So last week, as we celebrated the giving, today, we get to celebrate some freedom. So even as we celebrated last week and as we worship, please stand. Please stand. We're gonna enter in a little bit of time of worship here in a minute, but this is our declaration and our celebration of what God has done. Are we ready? All right, here we go. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
5, 6, 7, 8. 9.
1,000,000.
12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 2,000,000. 24, 25, 26. Woo! Now watch this. This was last Sunday as we crossed the finish line together. Let's watch what happened this week.
Here we go. So exciting. Freedom is happening today. But we are excited about paying off our debt, delivering the last check. We crossed the finish line together on Sunday, April 25th, because we had started together 2.5 years earlier, and we just wanted to finish together, give everybody the opportunity to jump in on that special, special moment. We know in the kingdom, this is a pivot point, and for our church and our church's story.
What a day, what a day.
How exciting!
We are paying off our very last payment. We've got the check, ready to pursue the more, ready to dive into whatever God has ahead of us.
Yeah.
Madison. How are you?
Well, we have something really exciting to drop off today. This has been about a 27-year journey to get to this point. Receiving this, this is our deposit slip, and there's the check itself for $77,298.49.
There were some extra fees.
So, there we go. So,
big congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you so much. It tells us that we did it.
Yes.
Oh my, look at that. There's our deposit slip.
There you are.
Oh, a red stamp paid in full. April 29th, 2021.
Woo!